KSL's top story this hour, a resolution approving the relocation of the Utah State Prison from Draper to Salt Lake City is now sitting on the governor's desk.
But it could be a while before we see movement. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to begin our live team coverage. Prison site in Salt Lake City. Mary?
Amanda, Utahns will have the chance to call in to the governor directly about this during Let Me Speak to the Governor at noon today on KSL News Radio. The move got a majority vote, but strong opposition, like from Salt Lake Representative Sandra Hollins.
I find it quite interesting that the people who are saying it's about economic development are not raising their hands saying, I want it in my community.
Salt Lake City leaders say they are considering their political and legal options. Lawmakers hinted they have their own countermeasures. If the governor signs it, they'll start on the next steps like utility construction and design.
KSL's top story this hour, you'll get a chance at noon today to ask Governor Herbert about what he's going to do now that the legislature has voted to move the prison to Salt Lake City.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to begin our live team coverage, prison site in Salt Lake City. Mary?
Amanda, we don't know yet if the governor will sign the resolution to move the prison to Salt Lake City. It could be a few days, though Let Me Speak to the Governor is at noon today on KSL Radio. Salt Lake City leaders released a statement that they are extremely disappointed by the vote, but House Speaker Greg Hughes from Draper is proud of it.
So, and I hope that people of Utah feel that they've been served by this. This has been an extraordinary effort. But it's an extraordinary task.
With the governor's signature, the prison still won't be built right away. The design phase could take about 6 months, for example. They need to finalize agreements with landowners.